Kumuewa tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Former Māori Development Minister Willie Jackson says the previous Labour government ended up relying on Te Puni Kōkiri to get Cyclone Gabrielle relief to communities because of bureaucratic blockages in other agencies. He notes the $63 million cyclone recovery boost announced earlier this week for Hawke's Bay and Te Rāwhiti doesn't include any funds targeted to Māori.
I'm glad the government has given some money. That's good, but we know so much more money is required, and particularly targeted funding with our people with specific whenua problems. They cannot be forgotten, so the pressure must go on Tamapōtaka to deliver some Māori-specific money over the next few weeks, couple of months. It'll be interesting to see if he'll be able to deliver in that area.
Willie Jackson says there is still a crisis up the coast and Māori still have specific needs. The Commission has released its briefing for incoming Ministers Shane Leti and Matt Doocy. Hayden Wannell says Māori need is greater than other ethnicities, so priority needs to be given to increasing access to services, growing the workforce and addressing cultural competency. During the term of the last government, there were changes in the way district health boards and then Te Whatuora commissioned kaupapa Māori services.
And we've seen that some improvement, so that's a really good model of how that could be applied on a broader range of services across a wider part of Aotearoa. So we know that the areas that receive that funding, that there's some improvement, but we also know that there's more to be done and that then there's more to be done across the motu.
The briefing recommends Minister Doocy's Pai Ora, Health Futures, Improving Mental Health Outcomes Amendment Bill be made a government bill. And the last of four carved park benches taken to France during the Rugby World Cup has found its home at a museum marking the contribution of New Zealand soldiers to the liberation of a small town at the end of World War I. Le Quemoy, just over the border from Belgium, still has an annual commemoration of the event. And last October, it opened Te Arawhata, the New Zealand Liberation Museum. Manager Josh Hansen says the bench carved at the New Zealand Māori Arts and Crafts Institute in Rotorua has been placed at the museum entrance.
It sits just out front of our museum, and we had a great ceremony with over 300 locals, New Zealand rugby, Ngāti Lanana, which really embodied the essence of what the museum's about, community and this enduring bond.
Josh Hansen says Le Quemoy marks Anzac Day 2 days after we do, and he hopes the museum will become an Anzac destination for New Zealanders in Europe. And that's your Wātea English News.